From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Apple and Nike just turned the smartwatch into a personal trainer. Can it now win the race in the fitness tracker app marketplace? The details coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Both Apple and Nike are shifting gears in quite a big way. The two companies are teaming up to bring the aptly named Apple Watch Nike Plus to fitness enthusiasts around the world. It's basically a smartwatch for athletes. What does this mean for the smartwatch in general, and how will it measure up against the fitness tracker world? Let's get some insight now from Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Germano. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Tanya.
So let's talk about Apple's new version of its Apple Watch. It seems sportier, and I'm sure this is due largely in part to its deal with Nike. So the Apple Watch Nike Plus, what are we equipped with if we have the Apple Watch Nike Plus? It's a mouthful.
So I guess the biggest thing that will make a difference to consumers is the fact that the watch is GPS-enabled, which means you don't need to use it alongside your phone, which was a big complaint for users of the first Apple Watch. So if you're going on runs or bike rides, you don't necessarily have to have your phone in your pocket for the watch to function and track your fitness. But as far as the Nike Plus version goes, it's the parts that are exclusive to Nike are the band itself, which has a swoosh on it, and some functionality in which, you know, if you want to say, hey, Siri, let's go for a run, it'll automatically connect to the Nike app. But that's sort of where the Nike features start and finish, because you're allowed to also download Under Armour apps or Strava apps or other fitness apps. So you're really just paying for the swoosh on the band.
How important is the element of sports and fitness for the Apple Watch now? Did this shift in focus speak to lackluster sales, let's say?
It's a little hard to tell, but it's definitely something that both Nike and Apple are trying to shift their focus to from different perspectives, Apple from the hardware side and Nike from the software side. Apple's whole approach with this generation of the watches is to emphasize the fitness attributes, the GPS element, the voice synchronization with the Siri commands to call up and make it easier and more fun for consumers to use the watch and use it for working out. From Nike's perspective, they got rid of their whole hardware division 2 years ago and have been exclusively focused on developing more software for devices like this one. And this is really both of their first major pushes into the sports wearable market, and they're hoping that they can make a dent in a category that seems to have been dominated thus far by Fitbit and Garmin.
Right. Yeah, it's an interesting shift from both sides, but also important to note that the Apple Watch, it will still be a multi-purpose digital accessory, correct?
Yes, and I think that's sort of where Apple took a step back from the first generation and were like, you know, rather than market this as a jack-of-all-trades type device, maybe it'll make more sense and it'll be easier to sort of get an image in the consumer's mind of what it is if we focus on the fitness aspect of it. It still has, you know, functionality to, you know, get incoming messages when it is close to your phone. It still has the calendar and the timepiece, of course, and like we said, the Siri functions that make it sort of unique to the Apple technology that they've already developed.
Mm-hmm. Could the new Apple Watch, as we will now know it, could it conceivably cut into the sales of fitness-focused devices from the competition? Does it have what it takes, do you think?
That's a big question. Talking to consumers who, you know, really think long and hard about what they want out of their fitness watch, I think having the capacity to download all different types of apps and not just the Nike app is definitely going to be something that may set it apart. Because when you think about it now, these fitness tracking apps have been around for years. Many people who are loyal consumers of them have you know, years worth of data accrued on their choice of app, and they don't necessarily want to buy or may not be willing to part with their hard-earned cash to take a chance on a new app and a new device and completely switch over. So that's an element that's really weighing in some people's minds when they're making these decisions.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, you know, we'll see how whether it continues to make a dent in sales. You know, Fitbit has been something that's been sort of the darling of the wearable space for a while. And, you know, Apple definitely has more of the tech name, and Nike is, if it does nothing else, makes beautiful products. The Swoosh is something that, you know, people covet. And like Apple's other collaborations with Hermes, you know, we think that going forward, it'll be interesting to see whether the change that they've made on this generation of devices will help it sell more than its competitors.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see where it goes from here. Sarah, thank you as always for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking to the Wall Street Journal, Sarah Germano. You can check out more at WSJD.com. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.